ineffective, is it?
No, not really.
I had no idea what the school was.
We're going to take you right now to the Princeton Tigers post-game press conference after tonight's thrilling 73-62 victory over the Yale Bulldogs.
First, I'm just so thankful again to the, just to see Jadwin pretty full and our staff, everybody sort of making that happen. These back-to-backs are difficult, and I just thought, we have four turnovers for the game, one at the half. That was really a key. That's a really good team. You have to play well to beat them. We've played some great games against them, but I thought like we really dictated things physically. Which was part of the intent. I mean, they're really, really tough, difficult guys to guard, but I thought both Zach and Cade were just terrific. And kudos to Jack Scott coming in after Cade got hit in the chin early on in the game. And I thought that sort of steadied the ship for us. We didn't lose too much.
Zach, was there, a better focus tonight? Obviously, you struggled last night in the win, but was it a better focus tonight for the guys?
I think so, absolutely. Like Coach said, Cade going down early and Jack came in, it was a seamless transition. I mean, for him to come in and play the post, we didn't lose a beat. So I think that just shows dividends of how locked in we were tonight. That's a great team, and I think we want to see them again, and we love playing them. And yeah, I think we were locked in for 40 minutes today, which was great.
Can you talk about your spill and just coming back, how you feel?
Feel great. I mean, obviously the win helped. I dove and busted my chin open, a couple stitches, but. Thankfully we had medical staff here to fix me up, and
big thanks to Dr. Steinlein.
Absolutely, Dr. Steinlein. They put some over my face, so I had no idea what the score was when I came back.
Kate, how many stitches?
I think four or five.
Okay. Coach, when you woke up this morning, did you think you would go to sleep holding Danny Wolf to 0 points?
No. But I thought the effort on him was terrific. And you have to... you sort of have some shooters, and then you have some guys that are drivers, and then Wolf's a little bit of all of it. And he really hurt us up at their place. But I thought, we were really active, and Zach and Cade were just terrific on him.
Mitch, ESPN2 aired this game. The crowd was raucous. What kind of advertisement was this for Ivy League basketball?
Yeah, well, Princeton basketball, Jerry.
What kind of advertisement was this for Princeton basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for the league to have a marquee game at this point in the season against two teams that have really gone head-to-head. I mean, ESPN picked this game for a reason. And that said, this group, is, what are we, 19-3? This group really has a very strong will to win. And I think people are appreciating that, and they like to see that.
What does it say about the system, Mitch, that you guys are not considered an at-large candidate? There's no at-large candidate in the Ivy League. There's no two-bit Ivy League. Yeah. The quality of play, what does it say about the system of picking these teams?
I think these guys sign up knowing that we got to win the league and we got to win the tournament. But I think... It stinks because there's multiple teams in this league that could do a lot of damage. But that said, there's something about how hard you have to work to get there that gets you ready for that moment. That's what happened to us last year. So we're still growing, and I don't know about the system. We know what we signed up for.
Kaden, can you just talk about attacking the rim like on Wolf, someone who's got a couple inches on you, and just kind of not being afraid of the moment and not being afraid of attacking someone who's that many inches taller?
Yeah, I feel like coaches and my teammates put me in a position to make me successful. And against him, I mean, obviously, sometimes it's not there. I try not to force it. If the help comes, I try to dish it out. At the end of the day, it just comes out making the right play. And, I think I did that down the stretch.
What about that dunk in the last minute? How'd that feel? That was been great. We're running in there for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every day you get to dunk in front of so many thousand people, so it's definitely awesome.
Zach, what was this, I asked Mitch about the ESPN broadcast, great crowd, what was this like as an advertisement for Princeton basketball?
It's reflective of the work we've put in all year and carrying over from last year, so I'm not surprised. I'd like to see it more often. It's awesome playing in front of the students. Like seeing the students get here an hour before tip off is a great feeling. It's something that we're not really used to. So for that to have a carryover into the, we only have two more games here, so keep it rolling.
And I'm sure you know Tosan was here. You know,
oh yeah.
Stopped in, so hello.
Yeah, yeah.
This year's team, it's a different team from last year, but can this year's team do what last year's team? Can they channel what last year's team had in March?
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. We got that belief. We got that spirit to win, the will to win that coach says. I have no doubt in that.
Zach, talk about your first half. You had 10 points pretty quickly there. Just talk about it. Feeling
it early on. Yeah, just getting the ball where I can make a play or get open shot. We knew that pick and pop might be there, getting to three man, and then just cutting on them. Xavier got me to two nice layups, so that was great. It's great to see the ball go in early. Helps on the defensive side of the ball.
And Zach, from the player's perspective, Mitch talked about it a little bit, but from your guys' perspective, what worked better this time containing Danny Wolf that didn't work in the first time around?
I thought 1 through 5, you know, we just knew where to find help. He's a tough cover one-on-one, and we know that we can kind of help off some guys and try to just make it a tough job for Kate and I, whoever's guarding him, and I thought we were pretty consistent on our double teams down there. So I thought it was not a one-man effort. It was a good collective effort on
today. I've got a question for both of you guys. A lot has been said and written about your guards, and deservedly so. Xavier and Mush are very, very good. What does this performance tonight say about Princeton's front court and what you're capable of?
I mean, I think we got a special group here, and we know it. It's not just the guys who play. We couldn't do it without the guys on the bench as well. JD and Jamel are strength and conditioning and an athletic trainer. It's a complete group effort, and we know that.
So. Zach, what you guys showed against Danny Wolf, what does that say about this group in the front court?
We're not the tallest group, but, man, we're going to fight till the clock ends. There's no quit in us, and that showed tonight, and we're going to carry it over into the end of the Ivy League.
Mitch, what are you thinking when Caden goes down and he's behind the bench?
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. You know, and so I found myself kind of, maybe complaining a little bit. And I was like, okay, he'll be back. And then he was. It took a little while, I felt like. But I thought Jack Scott, again, was terrific, giving us some really important, like, settling minutes. You know, look, like, both teams were feeling each other out there for a little bit. And they got some easy hoops early on that maybe normally don't get if Cade's there.
Hey, how many for a second, last night Matt Alaco kind of put the team on his back in the second half, and he did it again tonight. Talk a little bit about his contribution.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing like a senior. We felt good about the matchups he was getting, and Mush, he made some really tough late clock shots. And they made all of his free throws. So I mean, look. The seniors, Zach and Mush, they are extraordinary with their will to win. You know, it's really a special leadership quality that they have.
Coach, to get that one seed in the Ivy Mattis tournament and clinch the regular season championship, you're probably going to have to go undefeated the rest of the way in the league. So is there anything you'd like to see improve to try and go undefeated and get that one seed? Or is it kind of just sticking to the game plan every day?
Yeah, you know, before the game I got asked, you guys take a lot of threes and that got brought up a lot. We went to the free throw line 18 times. We made more free throws than they attempted. So that's a good sign, getting to the line.
Kate, how many stitches have you got in your life?
In my life? I had two earlier this year, but before that, none.
Really? None with the brothers in the backyard?
definitely a couple scrapes and bruises, but thankfully no stitches.
Mitch, schematically, how different does this Yale team look offensively without Matt Nolan?
Yeah.
Very,
very different. He's such a terrific player. He's been playing great. He's a really, I just think he's a terrific player. Like, he's like a big guard, so... I think they're very different, just like we are when we're playing without Cade for a little bit there. So.
Mitch, it seems like you're really enjoying coaching this group. I just wonder if you could just give us a little insight into what it's like for you to coach this particular team, and how are they different from some of the other really good teams you've had here?
From last night to today, there's a spirit, just an incredible will to, like, focus on the things that are going to matter towards winning. And we measure all of these things, that loose balls, deflections, and they own it. And, it, you know, I've had groups that don't own that, but this group owns it so much, you know, starting with the guys up top. But, yeah, I think if you're not enjoying coaching this kind of a team, like, you got to get out of coaching, like, because this doesn't come around very often.
You've got crowds the way you've had this season more than ever, and it's loud as it is in Javelin. What is it? I'm watching you, like, try to shout at the guys, just... Can anybody hear out there?
No.
Are you losing your voice?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like somebody asked me yesterday. I said I was a screamer, and I'm like, I'm just trying to get my guys to say, like, this is the play we're running. I just absolutely love it, and I love it for them. I mean, when I played here, this is what it was like, and it's been a long time coming, and it's because of the players. I'm so proud of them.
And one last question. I had a chance to talk to Ryan on Thursday, Ryan Langborg. And he told me that one thing Mitch has always said that he carries with him to Northwestern is playing with joy. And is that something that's been instilled in you since day one of this program? Like, just play joy and have fun with it, and that's how you're going to play your best basketball?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. When you're playing with joy, you're playing freely. You're not thinking, just not worried about the last play. So, and I also think, like, 1 through 14, we all are super close on and off the court, and that helps and that shows.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it. That was Mitch Henderson, Zach Martini, and Caden Pierce reflecting on tonight's fantastic showing against the very tough Yale Bulldogs. We'll have a lot more to say about this game later on, but I did want to point out perhaps the most amazing stat of the evening was the fact that in 36 minutes, Danny Wolf, Yale's almost consensus player of the year, was held scoreless. The Tigers had four players in double figures. It was clearly an all-out team effort tonight. This is George Clark saying good night for Ivy Hoops Online.